This is a download from the BBC. To find out more and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
This is Tim Franks with NewsHour, recorded on the 19th of September at 20 hours GMT. Coming up, the French satirical magazine that's prompted French embassies in Muslim countries to close.
This shows that it's very dangerous and sometimes irresponsible when we know the general climate to pour, as they say, oil on the fire.
Has the president of Georgia really sacked the entire prison service? Syria's misery deepens. We have a special report.
Here in Damascus, you hear the sound of shelling night and day. And yet, in this divided city, life goes on and a new school year begins.
And the man who got the computer keyboard to a moat. Coming up later on the programme, picture this.
First thing you need is some eyes, but how do we do that? And then I saw the colon character and I said, gee, if you turn your head to one side, the colon character can be the eyes, and then it's easy to make a nose with a minus sign and a mouth with a parenthesis.
The visionary, or is it villain, who invented the smiley face emoticon back in 1982, and the 1,000-to-1 shot, which turned into a life-saving rescue. First, though, across the Muslim world, French embassies are preparing to close. French cultural centres and schools already have. The reason? The latest issue of the French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. The magazine, which has form for wading into toxic waters, features cartoons about the uproar in many Muslim countries over an amateur video which mocks Islam. We'll hear in a moment from one of the illustrators involved. But first, the French government. In a statement today, the French Prime Minister, Jean-Marc Ayrault, insisted that freedom of expression is, as he put it, one of the fundamental principles of the country, as is secularism. But at the same time, he wanted to underline his disapproval of any excesses. It was a point echoed by his foreign minister, Laurent Fabius.
I have obviously issued instructions that special security measures be taken in all the countries where this could pose a problem and that our citizens be extremely cautious. But this shows that it's very dangerous and sometimes irresponsible when we know the general climate to pour, as they say, oil on the fire.
Well, Alain Gresh is the editor-in-chief of Le Monde Diplomatique and a specialist on the Middle East. Did he think that the government's reaction was proportionate?
We are living in a very difficult time since at least 1 week or 2 weeks on this question of the prophet.